relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's really tough being a host. Not really, only kidding. The only thing that's tough about it is when my producer works so diligently. When he makes all these lovely video cuts, we prep him with the whole team, and at the end of the day, I only use a fraction of them. I get him how many 60, 70 cuts he prepares for me, and maybe I get to... No, don't be silly. Maybe a dozen cuts. And I try to get through a good chunk of them because we want to share with you things that you might have missed. I mean, that's why he watches the loonies. I don't watch CNN and MSNBC. Are you kidding? So we're going to ask Mr. G, while I'm teeing something up, we're going to ask Mr. G, of the cuts we have today, which one must we play? Okay, you've got a minute to work it out, okay? He is now, he's poring over his own list. I love it. Just wait. Just work your magic, Mr. G. In the meantime, I gotta play Sleepy Creepy Being Sleepy Creepy. You remember what the story I told you when I bumped into former Vice President Biden in a very tony place I don't like to go, but my wife's family does. And he was in the local clothing store where I buy my jeans. Every 2 years, I buy a pair of Levi jeans in this store that doesn't exist anymore. And 3 years ago, he was there. And he was taking selfies with two young girls who were there with their grandfather buying some little trinkets. And he put his arms around them. They must have been, 12 and 14. And they're taking photographs. And Sleepy Creepy, in front of me and the guy who was working the counter, said to their grandfather, I got to share this again. He said, with his arms around these young girls, I hope you have a very high fence around your house. I swear on the good book. And he's still creepy, even if he's president. He was on a call yesterday with some people talking about the vaccine with a nurse who's been a nurse for 9 years, which means what? If you've had all your training, what? That means she's at least 29, 30, early 30s. And this is what Sleepy Creepy did. Video cut for Play Cuts.
Are you a freshman at the university?
No.
I'm teasing. You look like a freshman.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you for what you're doing. It really matters.
It really matters that you look to a freshman like me. Wink, wink. He's doing... For those who aren't watching us on YouTube, he's doing that with the presidential seal behind him, with Kamala Harris on the call as well. You look like a freshman to me. Did you vote for this man? Did you, if you're just flipping through the channels, I have to ask you, are you proud of your choice now? Because he's just a creep. I mean, forget the corruption and the senility, the fact that he can't put a pen in his jacket pocket on camera. He's just a creep. Okay, Jeff, I gave you 4 minutes. What do we have to play? Cut of the day.
I get one or two.
Should we be kind? What do you think, Shaz? Should we give him two?
Nobody was ever hurt by being kind.
Are you sure? I'm not sure that Archduke Ferdinand would agree with you. Eric,
2-1.
Yeah, I'm feeling generous today, even though it's only a Tuesday.
Let's go. Benevolent dictatorship is out of control. You get 2.
All right, well, 6 is good because the adults are back. That's the good plan they have.
Okay, we'll explain that. 6 is, okay, that's your one choice.
And then I also like 11. I think a lot of people don't know about that.
Oh, yes, from yesterday. Excellent. Okay, shall we have fun first or shall we do Navarre? Let's have fun. So remember, you've been told this. The adults. Not the fighters. Not the patriots. The adults are back in the White House. One of them, who is Jen Psaki, who thinks it's cool to make fun of Trump supporters and our newest military service space force. This is Jen, I wear Soviet Ushankas Psaki, explaining, well, if you got kids, you want to know. This is the Biden plan for getting schools back in business. Video cut 6 brought to you by Mr. G.
Could you help us understand what the White House is or what the president's definition of open schools is? Does it mean teachers in classroom teaching students in classroom? Or does it just mean kids in classroom with a remote screen? Help us understand.
Sure. His goal that he set is to have the majority of schools, so more than 50%, open by day 100 of his presidency. And that means some teaching in classrooms, so at least one day a week.
At least one. Wow. One day a week of teaching in 3 months' time. You're a father, aren't you, Mr. G?
Yes, I am.
Are you impressed by that goal for the adults in the White House? 3 months' time to have one day of teaching?
And then also, day 100 takes you to May. What happens after the month of May? Everybody's done for the summer.
Good choice. But don't worry. The adults are in charge. Okay, this is from former assistant to the president, a colleague of mine, a man who... he needs a round of applause. He lasted 4 years. This deep state tried to take him down again and again and again, but he was in there as trade advisor, as Mr. China policy in the White House. Peter Navarro, who was on Fox, right? It was Fox News. He was on Fox News talking about a member of the cabinet called Bill Barr. You need to hear this. Video cut 11. Play cut.
First one that Biden did is an abomination. We did a beautiful executive order. I worked with Bruce Walker and Dan Brulé over the Department of Energy and Mark Menzies to basically prevent the communist Chinese from selling bulk power equipment into our electricity grid. If we ever have a conflict with China, they're much more likely to pull down our electricity grid using cyber attacks than they are to, say, drop a bomb on us. Why? Because that's modern warfare Chinese style, right? So we had this beautiful order. One of the orders that Bill Barr helped Joe Biden do was to basically unwind that order. So
whose cabinet member was he? Donald Trump's? Or Joe Biden's? Why would you assist in blocking numerous executive orders by your current boss, the man elected by more than 60 million Americans, A.G. Barr? And then why would you assist in the preparations for an executive order that helped China? Yeah, let's look a little bit deeper into Mr. Barr's motivations. We've got 2 Richards waiting. Let's go to Richard in Louisville, line 1. Welcome to America First.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Gorka. I'm concerned that the Democrats and the left wing are using, well, they're lying and they're projecting onto the conservatives, Republicans, the same way they've been doing for the last 4 years. Their own line, and they're making up these partisan videos and hysterical stories to create hysteria. They want the public to believe that only they have the power to calm and that they can use to persecute former President Trump and conservatives generally. And they may be able to do that because they actually themselves have created this hysteria.
But I don't think it's likely because their lying right now says that they can't be trusted in the foreseeable future.
Well, look, the video they used today in the Senate trial was an absolute piece of propaganda edited to give a false impression of the president's role in the events of January the 6th, which deliberately left out the one key line from his speech that he delivered at the Ellipse on that day, which is that we will march peacefully. But your theory, you say they're trying to pump up hysteria so that they can be the ones who ride in on the white charger to calm everybody down. There's one problem with that scenario. When have they ever done that? When have they ever rode in to calm things down as opposed to come in and pour gasoline on the already hot, hot blaze that is the condition that they have created? They're just hostages to their own radical agenda. It's going to take us. It's going to take leadership, not from the GOP establishment, but from the conservative MAGA movement to stop them and to politically send a message to all Americans that they must be held responsible. Great call, Richard. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV and Rumble. And don't forget our webpage. Go today. Bookmark it. SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. Mike Lindell has a new movie. You need to watch it. They're trying to deplatform him everywhere. Both of his Twitter accounts, his MyPillow account as well, were deleted by Jack Dorsey and his goons at Twitter. Go today to MichaelJLindell.com to watch his new documentary, MichaelJLindell.com. Also, support this man. A great patriot, a supporter of the last administration. His company is MyPillow. It is the pillow that never loses shape, never gets hot. 51 million sold. I use them. My whole team uses them. President Trump uses them. Get the biggest discounts ever. 60% off all his products if you use my name, MyPillow.com, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, but you've got to use promo code G-O-R-K-A. If you missed it, I want to share with you Lynn Wood, somebody who said he was supporting the president but truly undermined him, has given a statement out a few days ago. He said the following on his post. I believe this was a Facebook post. The State Bar of Georgia told me today that they are demanding I take a mental health exam if I want to keep my law license. I agree. Later on, he says, I never wanted to let you down. He's addressing his followers. Please know, this is not about me. This is about you. Wrong. Linwood, when you make outrageous statements, such as the vice president will be shot by firing squad, this isn't about the Trump supporters. This is about you, and very much about whether you are a grifter or whether you have mental issues. So the decision by the bar is a good decision. Let's pray for Mr. Wood that he comes to his senses. Okay. Let's talk about President Trump, the future of the MAGA movement. We have with us somebody who allegedly has a plan. He was President Trump's director of the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt. Welcome to America First.
It's a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me on.
So what are you doing now that we have a Biden administration? A little bit tells me that you are still committed to the America First, Make America Great Again agenda. How are you going to go about that, Russ?
We have created an organization called the Center for America Restoration, because one of the things that we think is so critical is that we do not go back on the America First agenda. The establishment wants us to go back 4 or 5 years and stop fighting on the cultural issues, the issues about what it means to be a nation, what it means to be America, what people are dealing with in their communities, in their families. We want to keep the spotlight on those issues and keep moving forward, and then provide it with some institutional heft to work through these issues and what are the full implications of it. And you know this. You know, take an issue like Afghanistan. The president his bureaucracy didn't give him a plan to get out of Afghanistan for some time, and he finally had to say, we're doing it, and you all will figure out how to do it as best we can. And we want to be able to take something like eliminating endless wars and develop these policies and proposals to make them implementable for the future. But right now, we got a fight on our hands and pushing back against the Biden administration. It is a target-rich environment, and they're going to keep us busy every single day.
All right, so what is the organization called, and what is it going to do?
It's the Center for American Restoration, and there's a second one, the American Restoration Action. There are two similar organizations, brother and sister organizations. One is an action-oriented do tank to provide the policies and the ideas and flesh them out, and the other one is to get activists across the country involved so that in Congress we're generating issue fights that are consistent with this agenda, and then we're turning them and trying to use every leverage point we have in the Senate to be able to turn some of these things into law or stop what the Biden administration is doing. And then over the long term, we want to regain a consensus about what it means to be American. And I think if you look at the center-right movement, we've been a little bit off in being able to really understand these issues. And President Trump was an incredibly helpful corrective to this over the last several years.
So I'll share with you what I told one of the most senior people in the GOP after the election. The American voters, 74 million of them who voted for Donald Trump, only care about one or two things in the foreseeable future. The first one is election integrity, and the second is big techs. Anti-First Amendment policies and acts. Do you concur, and will your new organization be working on those?
I do. I remember when you sent that tweet, and I sent it to our team. I said, this is exactly where we need to be. It is going to be our first two priorities. Big tech reform, we're going to really help drive that, both on reforming Section 230 and also using the antitrust laws that are on the books to be able to enforce them and refine them where necessary. And then trying to help provide a lot of coalitional support on the issue of voter integrity. We cannot lose our voice on those two issues. If we don't fight back and get what's necessary across the finish line, we're going to lose our voice. And at that point, we stop being a movement. And we got to keep people involved in the political process if we have any chance of saving this country.
All right. Where can people, you're talking to millions of listeners and viewers right now who are committed to America First. Where can people find out more and support your new endeavor?
AmericanRestorationCenter.com. Join there and we'll be able to send you some information and keep updated about what we're doing.
AmericanRestorationCenter.com. Somebody had to do it. And Russ Vogt did it. Follow him right now on Twitter at Russ Vogt, V-O-U-G-H-T. God bless you, Russ. Your door is open here at America First for any updates on what your organization is doing. Breaking news, there has been a vote in the Senate on the constitutionality of the decision to prosecute, to try a former president. The vote has been 56 to 44, which means six, not five, six Republicans voted that, yes, you can go against the U.S. Constitution and attempt to try a former president. The five rhinos that already agreed with Chuck Schumer and Nancy, you know who they are, Collins, Romney, Toomey, Murkowski, and Sass, were joined, sadly, by Louisiana's Bill Cassidy. Now, here's the big so what. As Mr. G just said, if you voted, if 44 senators voted that it is not constitutional, then none of those 44 can vote to convict the president of the United States who just left office. As such, this is dead in the water. The Democrats are zombies. This is over. They need two-thirds of the Senate, and after today's vote on the constitutionality of this farrago, this circus, it's over. But they're going to milk it, because that's what they do. They hate Donald Trump and you that much. We are back with none other than Victor Davis Hanson here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
No Democrat will honestly ask whether Bernie Sanders incited the shooter that nearly killed Steve Scalise and volunteer coach. The shooter nearly pulled off a massacre. I was there. Because he fervently believed the false and inflammatory rhetoric spewed by Bernie and other Democrats, such as the Republican health care plan for the uninsured is that you die. As this avowed Bernie supporter shot Steve Scalise, nearly killing him, and shot one of our coaches and two or three of our staff, he screamed, "This is for health care." Ask me or anyone if that's incitement. No Democrat will ask whether Cory Booker incited violence when he called for his supporters to get up in their face of congresspeople. A very visual and specific incitement.
It's as if we are traveling back in time. Incredible to be able to actually make the statement. We are witnessing the second, yes, the second impeachment of Donald Trump now as a private citizen, despite the fact that you heard Senator Rand Paul there say this is not only unconstitutional. If there is any case to be made for the impeachment to violence, it is on the left. We are joined by our regular guest, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, classics and military historian, the author of numerous books, including the aptly named for today, The Case for Donald Trump. He is Victor Davis Hanson. Professor Hanson, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me.
Professor, you have a sterling career as a historian, as an author of matters military. One of the titles you wrote is The Wars of the Ancient Greeks. If I remember my Thucydides, a nation doesn't go to war but for three reasons: for their interest, for reasons of fear, and for reasons of honor. Do any of those objectives or those motivations apply today for the Democrat Party, which clearly is at war with the private person, Donald Trump, because they know they can't get the vote? So how do we understand what we are witnessing today on Capitol Hill?
Well, there surely fear is one motive, because they fear the presidential corpse of Donald Trump that it will be zombie-like resurrected in 4 years. and it'll have a popular Jacksonian resurgence. So they want to end that by disqualifying him for further office by a conviction of the impeachment indictment. It's in the other two are a little bit more their honor. I don't think they feel that it's a matter of honor because it does bring disrespect when the Constitution clearly says impeachment's to be decided over the Chief Justice of the sitting president. That's what the implication is. And for a private citizen to be tried on impeachment indictments when the Chief Justice isn't even there, it's not very honorable. So I don't think they would go that far. And then he says interest, and the word he uses, Ophelia. And so I don't think that, I don't know. I think they think it's in their self-interest. They look at certain polls, the YouGov poll, they think that there's a majority that agree with them. I don't believe that that's true, but that's what they believe, that it's in their self-interest. And but more cynically, I think the reason is that they've got a very radical agenda. They're trying to implement it by executive fiat. We're up to $28 trillion in debt. They're going to borrow another $2 trillion, $30 trillion. They've created a lot of strange new protocols that they can deplatform from committees, their House opponents. We've never seen that before. And we've never seen two impeachments before. So I think they want a distraction from a lot of the very radical things they were doing. It's kind of destroying some of the old orthodoxy that Joe Biden is an empty vessel that's being used to carry them across the finish line, and he's going to bow out. I think he's not maybe on top of things. He's determined that he wants a Obama legacy, and he's going to outdo Obama by being the most left-wing president, even in his four years, and any president since FDR.
And the idea that there isn't somebody on the left or within the Democrat machine who doesn't see that the attempt to impeach somebody without the Chief Justice, who's a private citizen, couldn't actually strengthen Donald Trump, is that not penetrating the strategic analysis?
It might be, but if you remember this Molly Ball article,
yes,
it's quite controversial in time, you know, the secret history of the shadow campaign to win the 2020 election, that was written in hubris and arrogance because it was kind of self-damning. It confession that a conservative had that there was a collusionary effort between high finance, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, social media, the Democratic left foundations, etc. And I think they feel that they've hit upon a formula now that candidacies are almost irrelevant from their point of view, that they've got a mail-in voting system, an early voting system, a laxity of authentication of votes, a lot of money they can outspend consistently, Republicans 2.5 to 1, and they control the dominant forms of social communication and information retrieval. And so they think that we've kind of solved the problem.
In fact,
Bank of America is enlisted too. I mean, they have financial institutions.
We read large chunks of that remarkable article yesterday, which sounded like a confession. And they describe what the Democrats did as a conspiracy from the point of view of a left-wing magazine. We are talking to Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Follow him right now at VD Hanson and read his articles, amongst other places, at American Greatness. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, please do try this drug-free product that is providing daily liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Find out if it could work for you by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call them on 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Far too many works to mention. I will just use my position in the chair as chairman of this show to tell you my favorite works from our special guest, Victor Davis Hanson. They are The Second World Wars. Yes, that is correct. The Case for Trump, and also Who Killed... Check them all out and follow him at VD Hansen on Twitter. And of course, he is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Professor, I discussed it. We spoke to a member of the former president's team. I have in front of me the very serious memorandum for the proceedings before the United States Senate, written by the president's lawyers. It's over 70 pages long. It is replete with footnotes, more than 200 footnotes in this one document. And then I look at the Democrat response, Professor, which is 3.5 pages long with no footnotes. Can we infer anything from the disparity between those two documents?
I think you can. It just confirms what we already knew, that there is no special counsel, no special prosecutor, no multi-week indictment. It just was done in one day. There was only a single charge that he incited a sedition. And by any legal term, no judge would allow that case to be heard, but no prosecuting attorney would ever indict anybody on those charges. Because if they did, we wouldn't have a First Amendment, and almost everybody in Congress on the Democratic side is, we all know, would at some time be indicted because they've done things far worse than Donald Trump. But this is a Spanish Inquisition, reign of French Revolutionary, reign of terror, Soviet Stalinization show trials moment, and the country has lost its mind, and until it regains its mind, there's going to be a lot of damage done, and I just hope that we can stop it as quickly as possible, before the 2 years where we have a chance with the House. But culturally, socially, people have to stop this because it's when the president of France said,
yes,
Mr. Macron says he's worried about the influence, the deleterious influence of the American woke movement, and the Chinese government has decided in a lot of assessments that it's better just to let us stew in our own juices and commit suicide. And that's pretty scary when your allies are scared and your enemies are happy about the woke hysteria. That should tell you all you need to know.
No, absolutely. Talking to Professor Victor Davis Hansen, if we look at the various possible strategies, we saw this outrageous video that excised exactly the words of the president where he said march peacefully, that was deployed by the managers for the impeachment trial today. In response, is it wiser, in your opinion, to stick to the merits of the accusation, incitement to violence, incitement to insurrection? Or should the president's team use this as an opportunity to talk about what has happened to the Democrat Party more than just the merits of the case? What would be the wiser ploy?
I think the wisest would be a tripartite, very brief. I don't think you should draw it out, but very briefly, one, the unconstitutionality of the whole process, two, the flimsiness or the non-existence of any merit in this sedition insurrection charge, and then three, the hypocrisy that Rand Paul and others have pointed out, but at length, going through all of the fiery and insurrectionist rhetoric that's been used by Democratic representatives. We've got some pretty crazy things that have gone on. And so I would do all three. I don't know what the time limits. That butts up against the idea that every moment you're there, you're legitimizing this fraudulent proceeding.
Correct.
It's a hard call.
Well, we will find out. Friday is when the president's team gets to speak. There will be 16 hours for each side, and then the decision will have to be taken as to how long the Democrats wish to draw this out. Your latest piece at American Greatness, which we are posting right now, is concerning the left's 1960s dream, which has become the nightmare of 2021. Would you care to expand on that, Professor?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
The article, your latest piece on the 1960s dream, which has become a nightmare. Could you expand on that for our listeners across the nation?
Very quickly. I pointed out that all of the positions, policies, arguments of the 60s, the radicals against the so-called establishment, they are now what they feared that others were. They've become what they hated. So they used to lecture us on the First Amendment, on the surveillance state, the dangers of which, on the retired military and present military posing a threat to constitutional freedoms, They wanted unfettered, unlimited free speech zones at Berkeley and all campuses. And now they're just the opposite. They define free speech as hate speech. It's not about free speech. It's about free reach, as if they're like racist apartment owners in the 1960s that said an African-American is welcome to rent an apartment, just not my apartment. And that's what they're saying to Twitter and Facebook. You can go anywhere you want, even if they don't exist. But you can't come to our place.
Is it fair that they have become a party of the elite?
Of the elite, they're actually reactionaries too. I mean, they're not civil libertarians. They're not liberals in the classical sense. Everything that they warned us about, and we are scared about, a surveillance state, a huge industrial military intelligence complex. The destruction of the Fourth and Fifth and First Amendments, all of that they're for, because they feel that they've created a system, a protocol, a bicoastal elite that has so much money from globalization and finance, Silicon Valley, professional sports, entertainment, the media, that they're exempt from the consequences of any of their own ideology. So they're ostensibly Marxist and leftist and progressive redistributionist, but they're not really, because they exempt the elite, because the elite makes so much money that if Mark Zuckerberg is a monopoly person in the tradition of a robber baron in the 19th century they used to despise, then they don't, because he pours $350 million into selected precincts that warp the vote in their favor. And so the people they hate are the old muckrakers, Frank Norris Octopus or the Jungle Sinclair Lewis, the individuals who expose the excesses of the corporate life.
The reality.
On the other side.
The reality. Read more. The article is Our Animal Farm, the American version of Orwell's Animal Farm. We're reposting it right now on our Twitter feed and also our Facebook page. We have been talking to Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Follow him right now at VD Hanson, Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution of Stanford University. And his writings can be found, amongst other places, at amgreatness.com, American Greatness. Thank you, Professor. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. When it comes to the First Amendment, who do you use for your cell phone provider? Join the good guys, the conservative company that believes in the First Amendment, the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. You can convert your phone number. They are rated number one in the United States. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT to talk to their U.S.-based team. They are experts in transferring your number. And guess what? They share your ideals. They are on the same team as you are. Don't fund those who hate you. Join the good guys. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-728. 7468.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
There is a man, I've had the honor of meeting him, called Cheng Guangcheng. He is known as the blind lawyer. This is an individual who, in the communist nation of China, the world's biggest dictatorship, fought the regime that killed millions of babies in the womb, most often because they were girls. Yes, the one-child policy led to a mass extermination of female babies in China. He's a human rights activist. And he was under house surveillance by the regime, by the secret police, but managed, despite being blind, to escape house arrest and walk all the way to the capital, to Beijing, to try and apply for political asylum, to get out of a nation that was politically persecuting him. Whose embassy door did he knock on? Did he go to Germany? Did he go to France? Did he go to the UK or even Switzerland? No, 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 and no. He knocked on the door of the American embassy and is today living here in the United States as a free man. Why did he do that? Why did he choose us? Because we are the greatest nation on God's earth. The only nation founded on the principle of individual liberty and freedom. Freedom that is ours, not because a government grants it to us, but because, as our founding document states, because we are made in the image of our Creator, of our God. If we ever become a totalitarian regime, whose embassy door are you going to knock on? You see what I mean? There is nowhere else to run. That is why it is up to us to make sure that the principles upon which our nation was founded, why we broke away from the dictatorial control of a crazy king, remain our principles. Get involved. Get engaged. We can stop the radicals. Run for local office. Speak the truth everywhere, not just on social media, but with those around you, because that is what the situation requires of us. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to the millions of people who listen to America First to keep this nation great. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch the six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.